AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The federal government says it will look into flight delays and cancellations for passengers on Southwest Airlines. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Southwest already canceling more than 2,500 flights as of Tuesday morning, on top of the almost 3,000 Monday, leaving Kara Direk and Millie Carlson telling ABC 15 they're stranded.
They said no one's getting on a flight, a Southwest flight, for 4 days, and they said we can't help you go home.
We're going to sleep on the floor, I guess.
The U.S. Department of Transportation saying it's concerned by Southwest's unacceptable rate of cancellations. Southwest blaming the weather. Spokesman Jay McVeigh.
As the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another.
Audio courtesy KTRK. I'm Julie Walker.
Bob Orovic of the National Weather Service says it's not much, but more snow will fall in Buffalo, New York.
Snowfall accumulations during the day are only forecast to be 1 to 2 inches. It's still going to be kind of breezy, so there may be some additional drifting of the snow.
A Lufthansa flight from Los Angeles to Frankfurt, Germany, made an unscheduled landing at Chicago's O'Hare Airport after a passenger's laptop caught fire. The fire was out by the time the plane made a safe landing. No one was hurt. Russia's foreign minister is accusing Ukraine and the West of fueling the war in Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov warned of further military action if Ukraine doesn't demilitarize. South Korea's president is calling for stronger air defenses and high-tech stealth drones, while the military apologized for failing to shoot down North Korean drones that crossed the border for the first time in 5 years. Authorities in China are going door-to-door and paying people who are older than 60 to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. The government announced a campaign last month to raise the vaccination rate among older Chinese. A mixed showing to start the day on Wall Street. After the holiday break, this is AP News. Scientists are transforming pig livers to look and act like human ones. Why pig livers? Because there's a shortage of human organs.
If we look at America today, there's about 120,000 patients who are waiting for an organ.
Jeff Ross's company, Miromatrix, is making plans for first-step human testing of pig livers.
But not in the traditional sense that we're going to take that pig organ and directly transplant it into a human.
Dr. Sander Florman at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York says it sounds like science fiction.
Even to the average transplant surgeon, or maybe not so average transplant surgeon, it still sounds a little bit like science fiction. But this is an incredible time where it's a new era. We have gene editing, we have cloning, we have all kinds of things.
The test will determine how well a bioengineered pig's liver can filter human blood.
I mean, we're really at the precipice where we could actually envision this could work. A bioengineered organ, at least in this context, is a scaffold.
An early first step. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.